Last year on November 9th, 2 days before my 72nd birthday, I found out I had invasive breast cancer. So I spent last Thanksgiving scared and anxious, though I still had plenty to be thankful for, especially family, friends, and birds. During the weeks before my December 1st surgery, one of my daily joys was seeing Bebe, the banded male pileated woodpecker who visits my yard a lot. I don't get to personally know that many wild bird individuals, but Bebe is one I know and cherish, and I particularly associate him with Thanksgiving. A few days after my surgery, when I could lift my camera again, Bebe was the first thing I photographed. But the Thanksgiving I most associate with Bebe was in 2021. That whole month of November, I had an extremely rare Rufus hummingbird visiting. To get close-ups without scaring her off, I set a hummingbird feeder in the tray feeder at my office window, and most days I spent at least a little time watching with the window wide open. While I waited for her, I photographed other backyard birds. One male pileated woodpecker was extremely cooperative. As I studied my photos of him, I discovered that he was wearing a leg band. Bebe, my banded boy, was banded by Frank Nicoletti at Hawk Ridge as a first-year bird in 2020, making him just a few months older than my grandson Walter. So that Thanksgiving, I had both a really cool pileated woodpecker and a very rare Rufus hummingbird, as well as a wonderful one-year-old grandson to savor. The hummingbird left at midday on December 4th. 3 years later, Bebe and Walter are still coming regularly. The Rufus hummingbird I was enjoying on Thanksgiving 2021 was not the first one I'd ever seen in my yard. The first, another adult female, showed up on November 16, 2004, the first one ever seen in St. Louis County. She stuck around until mid-morning, December 3rd. Thanks to spending so much time looking out my window to photograph her that November, I started noticing a male pileated woodpecker coming to my yard. Back then, this was unusual. On December 2nd, during a fierce blizzard, I opened one window for a few hours with a hummingbird feeder set up indoors in case she wanted to feed out of the snow and wind. She did fly in once and ate her fill, then rose to the center of the room just below the ceiling, hovered in a circle looking all around, and zoomed out the window snickering, "Well, she's no Martha Stewart." Like Huck Finn, she was a little curious but had no intention of being civilized. But during the time that window was open for the hummingbird, my neighborhood pileated woodpecker flew to the box elder tree right next to the window, giving me clear, unobstructed views of him and allowing me to take what was for many years the best pileated woodpecker photos I'd ever taken. This is why rare hummingbirds and pileated woodpeckers are woven together with Thanksgiving in my imagination. I didn't see a late hummingbird this year, but did see Bebe on Thanksgiving. I seemed to be completely healed from last year's bout with cancer. My family is doing well, and on Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, I got word that Wisdom, the famous Laysan albatross on Midway Island, who happens to be the only wild bird known to be older than me, she's at least 74 now, just showed up on Midway. How grateful I am for living on the only planet in the known universe with birds. However dark the day, birds have always brought me joy and light. Sojourner Truth said, "I will not allow my life's light to be determined by the darkness around me." I'm holding on to that thought. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.